longest. I've asked Cousin Ed Smathers to step right up to the microphone. This isn't on the program. That's the advantage of being me. See, I can just do pretty much what I want to do. And I've asked him to call a West Florida dance just real quick and real short to show these young people what goes on up in the panhandle of Florida. The precision dancers that charmed us so this morning, give them a hand as they come on. And these are the Daves brothers from way down West Florida way.
Okay.
And all this is impromptu.
I wouldn't hit it. When you're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this band has kindly consented to play for these young children. And I appreciate it. This is what we do in Northwest Florida for pastime. All hands up, circle left now. Half a whip back. Swing your corner, lady, now. Promenade. Step up now, swing your honey babe. Promenade your honey babe. Now, odd couples out. Couple up four. Half back. Her right hand cross. Her left hand back. Georgia ring tang. Yeah, we got Georgia down here too. Sing your corner lady now. Sing your honey baby now. On you go and circle four hands around. Half back. Ocean wave, one time ocean wave. Half back. Now even couple do the same ocean wave. Half back. Swing your corner lady now. Swing your honey baby now. On you go one more time. Half back. Four leaf clover, odd couple. Even couple turned it over. Half back. Georgia ring tang one more time. Incidentally, that's a double Texas do-si-do. We didn't borrow it though. Sing your corner lady now. Sing your honey baby now. Everybody promenade your honey babe. Now London Bridge when you come around, Johnny, right down forward. I don't know why they call this a London Bridge. It could be anywhere. Lady dry, gents, run wild. What's the matter, Johnny? Now go. Lady left. Now take them home, Johnny. Take them home. All the way home. Thank you very much, and thank you, young gentlemen.
Got a little lost youngin' here. Please come claim him. Ain't he cute? You keep him quiet there, because we have the very thing to please him. It's just incredible what distances people will come. A queen of a tale teller, all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to tell us a tale called Big Music. Now let's listen with our eyes and let's listen with our ears to Cousin Peggy Hodges, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Isn't she pretty?
Can you all hear me? I'm mighty glad that I was able to come here and tell you about what happened at Tony Beaver's camp, his lumber camp up on Eel River in West Virginia, because Tony Beaver always called me the truth teller. And there's been a lot of lies told about what happened up on Eel River when the big music come busting in. And what I'm going to tell you has had all of the lies sifted out of it. Now, what Tony Beaver set out to do that time was something mighty dangerous. And I don't think that he would have done it if it hadn't been that there was so much spite going on in that camp up on Eel River. Everybody was acting so mean to everybody else. And Tony Beaver just wanted to bust it up. And it all started with one little dewdrop. Just one little bitty dewdrop, round and pretty, like you all could see laying out on a heap of moss any time in the early morning. And one morning, Tony Beaver saw a little bitty dewdrop, just like I'm telling you about, when he was out in the woods trying to think what he could do to get rid of all that spite and mean talking that was going on in the camp. And he was thinking to himself, we got to get something going here that's going to lift us up right out of ourselves. And just right then, he saw that little bitty dewdrop laying on a heap of moss, just like I'm telling you. And the sun was just coming up. And it shone down on that little dewdrop. So it was all full of frosty light. And the sun twinkled it on one side. And it twinkled it on t'other side. And still and all, there was a rainbow in that whole little bitty dewdrop. And Tony Beaver saw that the whole of creation was in it. And it knew a lot more than it was aiming to tell. He was looking right into the heart of creation itself. And when Tony Beaver started thinking way out thoughts like that, he thought he better come right in away from all that kind of thinking, or he might go out over the edge and I don't know where he'd be. So he just pulled his mind back in from all that big wide thinking. And just then, he thought he heard something. Now, there was a fiddler in camp, and he was known as Fiddlin' Jimmy. And Tony Beaver, right that minute when he was looking at the dewdrop and the sun was coming over the mountain, he thought he heard Fiddlin' Jimmy playing somewhere off in the distance. And then the music seemed to come nigher and nigher until Tony Beaver just thought it was going to be like a stream and it was going to carry him as if he was riding on a log right down that stream and out of the holler. And he called out, Fiddlin' Jimmy. And Fiddlin' Jimmy was right nearby, and he called back, what's the matter, Tony Beaver? And Tony Beaver said, "What you doing fiddling, Jimmy? Out here playing on your fiddle when everybody else is at work. You aren't supposed to be fiddling this time in the morning." "Why, I was just standing out here right up at sunup, and I saw this little dewdrop, and just that moment I heard you fiddling." "Oh," says Fiddling Jimmy, "that wasn't me. That was something else you heard. Do you know what that was, Tony Beaver? You heard the big music. It was starting to come through. You better watch out mighty careful when you start looking at a dewdrop just at sunup. Because first thing you know, you're going to poke a hole right through. And the big music's going to start coming through this way and coming through that way. You better be careful." "Well," says Tony Beaver, "I don't care if I do poke a hole through and let the big music come in. I've been trying to think what I could do to get this camp lifted up out of itself so it wouldn't be mean no more, no more spite talking going on. And anyhow, Fiddling Jimmy, you've been poking holes through with all that fiddling that you've been doing around this camp. Why, when you fiddled my old Kentucky home, you poked a hole right through so it's so thin you could almost go through yourself. You're always almost poking holes through with your music. When you play Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair and Beautiful Dreamer, why, you just make it so thin we could all go through. And I think we need the big music, and I'm going to get them out here tomorrow morning, and I'm going to try something." And the next morning he did. Just at sunup, he got all the hands in camp to come out there in the woods. And there was that little dewdrop still there, on account of Tony Beaver having covered it up so it wouldn't burn off beforehand. And all the hands stood around, and Tony Beaver said, "Now you all listen to me. You look at that little dewdrop, and you keep on looking and looking while the sun comes up." And all the hands did, except one. Now there was one man there who was called Preacher Moses Mutters. And he didn't like any of that business. And he says, "Tony Beaver, you're taking a mighty big chance. You better slow down." But all the rest of the hands, they just looked at that little dewdrop as the sun started to come up. And Fiddler Jimmy was standing there on tiptoe, looking off into the dawn and just kind of stretched up waiting. And just then, a golden shaft of sunlight came down over the mountain, and it struck that little dewdrop till it started to almost burst into flame. And then it was just drawn up into the sun. And at that moment, every one of those hands felt a stillness inside him that kind of busted open. And just then, Fiddling Jimmy shouted out, "It's busted! It's busted! Great day in the morning, the big music has busted in!" And sure enough, it had. 'Cause way up at the end of the holler, all the hands could hear something coming. A strange kind of music coming closer and closer. And it just busted in on us. All of the kinds of tunes that you ever heard of. And then just over the top of the mountain, there come a picket fence. Just like I'm telling you, it just come dancing over the top of the mountain. And then all the palings split up and started dancing with each other. And the next thing that come over the mountain was two young saplings. Yes, they did, and they was just cakewalking and sashaying along together. And then all the hands heard it and started dancing. If they could find a partner, they took a partner. And if they couldn't find a partner, they just danced off by themselves. And just then, there was a little crippled boy, what was a friend of Tony Beaver. And he come in and hold out his hands and say, "Take me, Tony. Take me, too. Take me." And I'll be dogged if he didn't outdance the whole shooting match. With that big music come in, one tune after another, and everybody dancing, all the critters out of the woods, too, and all the trees and the bushes. And old preacher Moses Mutters, he had taken hold of a big pine tree to keep himself from dancing. But that old pine tree started to heave and to shake, and it just jerked itself right out of the ground and started to whirl old Moses Mutters around and around. And then there come a tune that was bigger and grander than any before. It was sort of blue in the middle where the notes was soft, and pink up where the high notes was, and gray down where the low notes was. And it was way down upon the Suwannee River. And when that tune come along, it just whirled Fiddlin' Jimmy off with it, 'cause he jumped into it. And he said, "Here I am." And away he went. And when that tune come along, all the other little tunes stood to one side or t'other like a rainbow arch of music. And all the dancers stood to one side or t'other too. And Fiddlin' Jimmy went on out. And we never seed him again. But we didn't feel sad, 'cause he looked so all-fired happy when he went out with that big music. And the hole closed up where all the music had come through, and it was all quiet again. And the critters went back in the woods, and the trees went back where they'd come from. But all of us hands, we felt loose and good and free. And there weren't no spite or meanness in us anymore. And you know what? That little lame boy, that little crippled friend of Tony Beaver's, come up to him and he said, "Look at me, Tony, look at me. I can walk, Tony, I can walk." And he could. Because when that big music had come along, he had just let himself go. And he was cured. And when the big music comes through here this afternoon, sweeping through the holler, you just let yourself go with it, too. Thank you.
As a surprise for Cousin Margaret, who is none other than the wife of the curator of Foster Hall Collection, memorial to our immortal bard in Pittsburgh, at the University of Pittsburgh, let's show her how we can sing what, Cousin Bob?
Way down upon the Suwannee River, everyone.
And let's stand up and sing it.
Way down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation,
one of the favorite Florida folk singers is Bob Pavitt from Sarasota. Here he is to titillate you with a tune.
Beautiful. Can you hear me? Good, I can't hear myself. Been waiting so long, it's out of tune. I have saved this because this year I was here on Friday for two performances and two today. And when I sing this, I don't sing anymore because this leaves you breathless. This is a song that I sang with Ruth Neal from Gainesville for several years, and Ruth couldn't make it this year. And I've worked it out where I can sing it all by myself, both parts. And usually I have an assistant who runs out and slips an apron on me between the verses, but we're running short of assistants today. This is a song called Buffalo Boy.
When we gonna marry, marry, marry? When we gonna marry, dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon it'll be next Sunday, next Sunday, next Sunday. Reckon it'll be next Sunday, that is, if the weather is good.
How you gonna come to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? How you gonna come to the wedding, dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon I'll bring the ox cart, the ox cart, the ox cart. Reckon I'll bring the ox cart, that is, if the weather is good.
Well, why don't you come in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy? Why don't you come in the buggy, dear old Buffalo Boy?
The ox won't ride in the buggy, the buggy, the buggy. Ox won't ride in the buggy, not even if the weather is good.
Who you gonna bring to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, dear old Buffalo Boy?
I reckon I'll bring my children, my children, my children. Reckon I'll fetch the kiddies, that is, if the weather is good.
I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. Didn't know you had no children, dear old Buffalo Boy.
Oh yes, I've got five children, five children, five children. Yes, I've got five children, maybe six if the weather is good.
Well, there isn't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. Isn't gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather is good.
Thank you. That's for fun, and I'm going to introduce a folk singer here who is a very fine singer who really has a voice. He's from Jacksonville, and I hope you give him a big welcome. He's going to sing one of the traditional Scottish ballads. His name is Paul Galloway, and I'm going to try and accompany him on a very quiet guitar. Paul?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an old Scottish ballad about an aristocratic Scottish family who were feuding with another aristocratic Scottish family, something like the McCoys and Hatfields of America. And the young man of one faction had been visiting the daughter of the other faction, and as he walked up the path, the mother said, "Where have you been, Lord Randall, my son? Oh, where have you been? my handsome young man. Well, I've been to the wildwood, mother, and I've been with me to love, mother. Oh, make my bed soon, for I'm weary with hunting, and a fain would lie down. Oh, where got you your supper, Lord Randall, my son? Where got you your supper, my handsome young man? Well, I sup with me to love mother, and I drank with me to love mother. Oh, make my bed soon, for I'm weary with hunting, and a fain would lie down. Ooh, what got you for supper, Lord Randall, my son? What got you for supper, my handsome young man? I got eels bold in brew, mother. I got a ruby red wine, mother. Oh, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at the heart, and a fain would lie down. Ooh, I fear your poison, oh, Randall, my son. Ooh, I fear your poison. Ooh, ill-fated one. In truth, I am poisoned, mother, for death is upon me, mother. Oh, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at the heart, and a fain would lie down. Oh, say, what will you leave your mother, or Randall, my son? Oh, say, what will you leave your mother? Ooh, ill-fated one. My coffers of gold and silver, my vessels of gold and silver. Ooh, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at the heart, and a fain would lie down. Say, what will you leave your true love, or Randall, my son? Say, what will you leave your true love? Ooh, ill-fated one. A rope from hell to hang her. A rope from hell to hang her. Oh, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at the heart, and a fain would lie down.
These lovely, colorful friends lined up here are the jolly Swedes who now live in Pinellas County, St. Petersburg. They are members of the 375-membered Swedish Club. Members must be people who were born in Sweden and whose other parents and other relatives were Swedish. They keep alive in Florida the Swedish polkas, waltzes, and songs of their native land. Their leader is none other than Cousin Ann. hiding. This is their first trip to the banks of the immortal Swanee. Let's give them a hand.
Trip, as you have heard.